Okay. I'm very glad that I live to see the march. What year is it? 1988. It seems a beautiful thing. I never knew, being 85, that I lived to see it. And I'm thrilled. And I thank God for all the people who took part in it, and that they may also live to be a couple of hundred like me.
Could you talk a little bit about Lillian and who she was and what your relationship with her was like?
Yes, I can. I met her in 1932, and we've been together 40 years before she passed away in 1979. And we had a lovely time together. We went places. We did a little bit of everything. But I wish she could have been here now. It'd been so much pleasure in having her with me, so that we could enjoy what this generation is coming to now. Well, we met on Lexington Avenue and 34th Street. And I liked her very much, and I decided that I'd like friendship with her. She seemed to be nice. She's a very small person. And she asked me my name. I told her my name. I asked her name. She says, Lily. I said, don't you have a last name? She said, yes, Forster. I said, that's nice. Okay. She gets up on the... We get up on the, in those days, 1932, it was, what do you call it?
The trolley car, maybe?
Trolley car, yeah. The trolley car. You get up on the trolley car, and the trolley car was full of people. And so she told one woman, move over, you, this space for my girlfriend. Ooh. And from then on, we were friends. Well, we stayed together, and we had so many friends, loads of friends. Meantime, I went in, I did some acting. I also took up singing from, I made some singing at the World's Fair. I was at the World's Fair and sung there. And then after that, I was... Carnegie Hall, I sang. And before I met Lillian, I was at, what's that?
Coney Island?
Coney Island. And I sung there and danced. Oh, I had a ball.
I went to school. I stayed in school. In the meantime, I'd gotten in a fight with a white girl there. I smacked the hell out of her, see. Because she called me leaving her head off, because I never heard of it and I didn't like it. So she sent for him, for my aunt to come to school. My aunt came to school and brought the girl in. I didn't mean to hit the girl so hard. I was just smacking her around, you know. And she didn't know how tight I was. So she said, yes, she hit me. So he said, well, I'll take care of you when I get you home. But I knew what was going to happen. So he comes on away. I stays in school. The teacher says, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're a nice girl to hit that girl like that. Now, the girl was taller than me. And...
she was a white girl?
Yeah, she was a white girl. Yeah, I remember that. And in the late years, I met my teacher, and she laughed at me. She said, you're still little.
What was her name, the teacher?
I can't remember. I'll get to it when the story comes on. I had to get to her. I had to go to the, what do you call it, when you fill out an application for something?
For working papers?
Yes, some of them. I had to have my social security there. That's how, and I told them about the school, and they found the woman, and she knew me. Mm-hmm. When she said, you still is little Mabel.
So you didn't go home that day, did you?
I was gone 14 years.
From that day, when you knew he was going to beat you up?
When I came out, I walked to up the street under the subway, and I walked and walked. I walked down this block up, and it was getting late. So once, when I looked, I was right back the way I started at, because I knew that then that's how I knew about the woman with the sculpture. It's a sculpture woman. See, I can't remember the woman's name, famous like, but she was a famous woman. Years later, I learned that. So I goes, I didn't know what to do. I turned and went in another direction. And as I got on the somewhere there, a woman says to me, "Aren't you Miss little girl?"
Aren't you Miss what?
Smith's little girl. Miss Smith's little girl always ran away, and they had to go and call the cop to get her. So I didn't say nothing to her. She said, "Now I'm going to tell your mother. I hear to take this nickel, and I'm going to call your mother and tell her that I seen you and send you home. I'm take it and go down the subway and go home." That meant Harlem. Mm-hmm. So I went on like she told me and went downstairs. Seen other people put nickel in that slot machine. I put my nickel in there, went on in and sat down. I had a white blouse, a blue jumper dress, and my hair was braided up. Braid here, braid up here. And I think I had brown shoes on. No jacket or nothing. So when I put the nickel in, the other people went and got in the train. I went and got in the train, too. I was going uptown to Miss Smith.
Really? Or where would you...
I don't care who it was, as long as I wasn't going back there to get beaten, kicked around. So after I sat there a while, the man says, "All out!" I got out and come up into a different world altogether.